Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm at the Cav Spa with Or the Whale.
Hi, I'm Lindsay, and I sing and I play percussion.
I'm Tim, and I play pedal steel guitar.
I'm Jesse, and I play drums.
I'm Justin, and I play bass.
I'm Matt, and I sing and I play electric guitar.
I'm Alex, and I play guitar and banjo and sing.
I'm Julie, and I play keyboard and sing.
Group. I'm just wondering how you all got together and decided to form the band.
Well, basically, we sort of came together. Matt and I had gone to high school for a couple years together, and we moved to San Francisco around the same time and decided to we had both been playing music previously, so we decided that forming a band would be a good idea. So we put an ad on Craigslist about forming a sweet country rock band, and we had a lot of successful, I'd say like about half the members came from Craigslist in one way or the other. So, yeah, and the other ones came out of friendship or coworker or students, co-students. So, yeah, it was pretty much kind of a random assembly, but it ended up working out quite well.
Okay, and how did the name of the band come about in your persona? Because you've got a definite sort of act going on, at least on online. I haven't seen you guys play, but there's a nautical theme going on.
It's a secondary title to Moby Dick, so that's part of the nautical theme. I think in the original sort of forming of the band, we all sort of latched on to those themes and ideas, and they were sort of part, and they found their way in our music and everything, and we since then have sort of made it our own and aren't directly nautical in any way. It doesn't really like show through in any obvious ways, but it's some sort of thematic identity that we have sort of have based on some of those things about that novel, basically. More or less.
Okay, wait, they just said that Alex has some tattoos. What's that all about?
I just have some sea-themed tattoos. There's like a whale on my arm that was pre-band, actually, and then a lighthouse with like some ocean waves kind of thing. And I don't know, I've always liked nautical themed things. It sort of was a kind of pretty much a coincidence that we happened to name the band sort of with a nautical theme, so fairly coincidental.
And we will
any of you guys been on a whale watching trip, or would you want to go on one?
I have.
My 12th birthday party. We went on a whale watch off the coast of northern Connecticut, like Mystic or something, and saw a couple whales.
I also have been on a whale watching trip, and we were looking for humpback whales and found some, and they're really amazing. Maybe it's because Lindsay and Tim and I are all from the East Coast. Maybe there's more whale watching there. I don't know.
I went on a whale watching trip in fifth grade, and all of my classmates ended up throwing up, and I was actually the only one who didn't get seasick. So I'm proud of that. And I did see a couple whales too, so it was worthwhile.
I got to give you guys kudos for that, because whales terrify me, so I would never,
really?
Never do that. So what's your earliest memory of music?
As a band or personally?
Just personally.
My earliest memory that I can think of right now is there's a place called Marlborough College in Vermont, and they have summer music festivals. And my parents and grandparents would bring me to that when I was pretty small. I think, I don't know, maybe 2 years old I started going. And I just remember it's in the country in Vermont, and driving down these dirt roads and pulling up to this barn and hearing this very strange music coming from a barn. That's my earliest memory of music.
Can't top that.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember sort of being a kid and there was something for my elementary school, like as a kindergartner or preschooler, and there were these things called, like, they used to teach us letters by using these characters called the letter people. And they would each have like a song, and like Mr. T was like all about T words, and he had tall teeth, and he would sing about how he had to brush his teeth with toothpaste and stuff like that. And I loved it. I used to like sing and dance around, and it was really fun. And I also remember my mom like playing lots of very cheesy like audio tapes of like Michael McDonald and Steve Winwood in the car. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for that lovely synthy music of the 1980s.
Well, I can't top that story, but when I was in Hebrew school, I was in like third grade Hebrew school, and we could get out of class and like to sing in the choir, and I didn't want to stay in class because it was really boring. So I could choose between like learning Hebrew or going to sing in the choir, and I decided wanted to try the choir out and ended up really liking it. So that was that.
It's a good question, by the way.
I was kind of, I would like, when I was really young, I kind of raided my parents' like record and tape collection, I guess. And I also, my mom had like a nylon string acoustic guitar that I kind of discovered when I was really young and would just kind of play it, even though it was horribly out of tune and the neck was like, you know, just a millimeter away from being completely broken off. And I actually moved to like a new town when I was a kid, and I didn't want to move, but my mom wanted us to move, and the deal was if I went, you know, she'd like sign me up for guitar lessons or something, and I was like, okay. Yeah, she traded, but you know, it ended up being a pretty good trade.
Well, if someone from the distant future were to find and listen to your album Light Poles and Pine, what would they conclude?
Yeah, I think they would understand that we recorded it ourselves with our own money and pressed it ourselves, and I don't know. I think it sort of stands as a bit as a kind of a statement in terms of, yeah, just the way we recorded it. We sort of went into the studio and just sort of banged out a bunch of tracks and tried to be as careful as we could, but for the most part, sort of kept it really pretty raw and pretty live. And I think that in my opinion, I think that sort of stands out about it, is it was something that we did basically within a couple weeks of recording and sort of finished the record. So I don't know, I guess that's, in terms of the making of the record, I think that's what stands out, although I guess they would have to do some research into how the record was made.
I would hope that if someone heard us in the future, you know, in the distant future, and we weren't around anymore, that they would wish that they had been around to see us play.
Good answer.
So if you guys were given the chance, would you audition to be a Subway band?
Like for the restaurant?
No, you know, like underground subways, every now and then in different cities they hold auditions for bands to have space to play down there.
Cool.
Yeah, I know they do it in like New York and London and Paris.
I thought those bands just showed up there. And
yeah. No, they're very territorial. They have to earn their space. So would you guys be interested in that?
At the BART station?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. Maybe.
Oh, there's a guy in the subway station on Canal Street in New York who plays like the Urdu, you know, like the Chinese fiddle. And that guy is, if you're ever in New York, just go, even if you don't have to go anywhere, just go into that subway station and listen to that guy. And, you know, if it was like that, maybe. But, you know, with this band on, like, the subway, you know, like, people wouldn't be able to get on the trains. We'd be in the way of everything. It's too much. Too many people.
If Or the Whale were to inspire a national holiday, what would the theme and traditional events be?
National Melville Day. Herman Melville Day. I don't know. You'd have to reenact the last scene of Moby Dick. With a mechanical whale.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like in
like you're from that episode of Family Guy where like every year the giant clam that founded Quahog like comes to shore and like births like the pearl or something. So we like, yeah, every year the giant whale would like spit up like seven people dressed as us. And like we would then play a rock song. And it would be called, yeah, it was something clever.
So good, it couldn't even happen.
Yeah, no.
What about like a soft rock or smooth rock appreciation day or something?
Yeah, we'll leave it. We'll maybe leave it at that as something realistic. So, smooth rock appreciation day, possibly.
Well, what's been your most memorable stage performance? Anything that sticks out?
I'd have to say, me personally, it'd be Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. We went on a month-long tour around the country, and we ended with headlining just one of the most beautiful places in San Francisco. It's just a huge, beautiful hall, and it's 100 years old. It's just a beautiful, beautiful building, and they just treated us like professionals, and the whole night, it was a great audience and a great crowd, and the energy was great, and it was a good experience to come back to our city after being gone for a month to something that great, so... I think most of us could agree with it. That was our favorite show. We are going to play there again, I think in June. So it'll be about a year since we've played there. So it's exciting.
I also think that there's been some shows from out of town. Because, I mean, as great it is to play an unbelievable venue, I think, in your city, it's been really a privilege for us to play at really great venues in other cities, too, and sort of see how things go. And we've played in really cool venues. We played at the Tractor Tavern in Seattle, which is, we've played there a couple times now, and it's definitely one of our favorite venues to play. And I think we've always had really good shows there. And it's cool to play a show in another town where you sort of cross your fingers and hope people come, and then the reaction's really great and you play a good show, and it makes it like, you know, momentarily worth all the driving that it takes to get up to Seattle from Portland, or from San Francisco rather. So I would say that's awesome too.
All right, well, we got another band member who just showed up. Would you like to say hello and introduce yourself?
Sure. I have no idea what's going on here. I'm Julie. I'm the keyboard player, and I do some accordion occasionally and some vocals. And I just got in here, and I have no idea what you guys talked about so far, but I'll catch up. A few margaritas, and I'm on the road.
Okay, if you guys were all to get into a potato sack race, who would win?
I think Justin would win. I think Justin would win. He's the silent, he's the quiet storm. He gets it done silently.
Also the most active physically.
He is probably one of the most active physically. I think you're probably the only one of us besides the girls that work out generally.
Either way,
don't get mad at me, guys.
I don't work out. I
don't know that. When you guys are getting ready to go to sleep, what's the very last thing that you hear?
You don't really want to
answer to that question. Is it that one big snore that wakes you up like a little bit?
Yeah, it might. I think it's Justin yelling, "Wait!"
I don't know. Tinnitus, I think, actually. I hear like a ringing, the buzzing in the
ringing,
ears.
Yeah. Buzzing in our ears from the speakers.
Or the band going by.
Well, what are you guys most excited about for this upcoming year?
Well, we're recording another record. We're really excited about that. We started recording in February, and we have more than enough tracks for a second full-length album, which we're not really sure when is going to be coming out, but hopefully sometime within this year, within 2008.
I think, you know, just playing, like, we've extended our range a little bit more outside of the Bay Area, and it's exciting to be able to go up to places like Seattle and Portland and play, you know, more legit, like, kind of bigger venues. And it's exciting to be playing more venues like that and other cities as well. So that's also pretty cool, I think.
Well, at the end of my interviews, I always ask the same three questions to my musicians. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that one. But I think that everything, it's more of... There's so many inside jokes, and we always get shit from our... Can I say shit? Is that okay? Well, we always get shit. That's not one of our words. But we always get shit from, like, our friends and boyfriends and girlfriends and such who like, talk about how we give too many inside jokes. And I think that's kind of what's one part of the fun of being in a band and being on the road, is you get to have lots of inside jokes. But I don't know. There's nothing that comes to mind that's repeatable.
Way?
Yeah, I just like.
It wouldn't be funny.
Yeah,
nothing. That's.
It wouldn't be funny. Making noises
I don't think it's
and.
Funny.
Yeah, and they're in the band. So.
Alright, well, what's everyone's drink of choice?
I just discovered something amazing last night. It's when you... Don't oh god me. It's when you put a shot of a kind of a sweeter whiskey into a Newcastle. Just toss it in there with maybe a little ice. Tastes just like chocolate. And Tim doesn't agree.
My drink of choice is water.
Glory. Yeah, the whiskey and the beer with the ice, like the beer with ice cubes, was offensive. I'm sorry. So my favorite drink would probably be, you know, anything but that.
I have to say Bullet Bourbon has been our tour necessity.
Yeah, bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon or a good beer. Any old beer. Yeah. Yeah. You know, one and then the other at different times.
Yeah. Definitely beer is good.
Beer
is good. And definitely bourbon or whiskey.
What?
Or the whiskey.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Oh. Explain that. What do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean by that. No, I was just picturing the guys wearing eyeliner, and it kind of gave me the willies. So,
these guys aren't the guys to wear eyeliner.
No, we're not one of those bands. We're the boys.
Don't go well together.
Say that again.
I said beards and eyeliner don't go well together at all.
Like beards and eyeliner.
I think that may be our next side project after Horse Apples. Might be beards and eyeliner.
Hart already does that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Anything in moderation.
Half a lid of eyeliner.
Yeah. Just one lid.
Blue liner. It's a little mellow.
All right, well, do you guys have anything you'd like to say to your fans who are listening or something to close this out?
Thank you for listening, and hopefully you will continue to come out and support us, because we love all our friends and fans very much.
The rope don't break. She was once my love, left me her old guitar. Strings all busted up, I know she ain't far. Little woman, sing till your light fades. We jump from the hill, run into the dawn. Waking up slow.